Autumn's the time to start training lawns for the winter. Training the lawn now will help it in the next season and spring. Unfortunately, water's become a battle between conservation and capitalism. We do live in an arid desert, and drought is here. But water providers only make money if we're using water. So what's a gardener to do? Get out the hose and pay for water? Or learn to conserve and keep water in the reservoirs? Lawns benefit from fall, aeration, and fertilization. Aeration is most effective if the soil is moist. Take advantage of a rain, if we get any, to soften up the soil. Aerate after the storm. Don't try to aerate if the soil's dry. It'll only beat up the person aerating and do more damage to the grass. Aeration will be most beneficial followed by a thorough watering. Watering once a week is usually enough. Watering after aerating lets the moisture penetrate deeper. The water also breaks down the cores of soil, which add nutrients to the grass. Fall fertilization on lawns won't show any immediate benefit, but the lawn will respond to the fertilizer next spring. Use a slow-release, winterizing fertilizer. They last longer in the soil. Organic fertilizer on a mostly green, cool-season grass will promote fall and spring root growth. Time your fertilization before a storm or water in the fertilizer. Without additional water, the benefits of the fall fertilization are minimized. Keep bluegrass lawns at least 2 to 3 inches long. The longer blades shade the soil and conserve moisture. At your last mowing, cut the grass a little shorter. Short grass lessens the chance of getting molds or diseases if we do get any winter snows. Warm season grass, like buffalo grass, will turn brown after the first frost. That's time to cut off the water and let it be. Cool season grass, like bluegrass, loves cool days and nights. The cooler the weather, the less water the grass will need. Fall lawn care will help your lawn survive the winter. It'll also help it thrive next spring. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.